for now, then we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is number 5, GFP Leadership Development Program graduation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Emmett Kieser, regional supervisor down in Sioux Falls, joining you today. And we've got a graduation event that regrettably we're unable to host in person with our participants and graduates of our last leadership cohort, Cohort 2. And so I wanted to take the time today and ask you to join with us.
Emmett, can you hold on a minute? We were getting an echo here, but it's gone, I think. So sorry to interrupt you.
All right. That's all right. Joining me today is Jeff Van Meteren. Jeff and I are going to go through a little background on the Leadership Development Program, and then we'll provide an opportunity for each of the participants to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about the course and the things that they most enjoyed during their participation in the course. As you know, leadership does not just occur at the top end of an agency or organization like Game Fish and Parks. Leadership occurs really at all areas, whether it's in our habitat, wildlife, parks, law enforcement, and many other programs. And so leadership is an important quality in employees, and one that, as you know, is important to impart in as part of our training process. The other element that is important to consider in terms of leadership development is the need for succession planning. And old codgers like myself decide to walk out the door here in a year or two, and I won't mention someone else that's leaving fairly soon who is my fellow old codger. Congratulations, Secretary Hepler. But nonetheless, you know, we're certainly replaceable, but we find it important to ensure that our staff are able to fill some of those roles and sort of hit the ground running, so to speak. So when Kelly Hepler came to the department, one of his goals was really to push the two divisions, both the Division of Parks and Recreation and the Division of Wildlife together, and work more functionally as a department rather than individually as two separate divisions. He was aware that each of the divisions had put together and had delivered leadership training within their respective divisions over the years. But he asked Jeff Van Meteren and I, and we actually worked with a team of 10 staff, to develop more of a comprehensive leadership program that would include all staff from across the agency. And of course, one of the primary benefits of a leadership program like that is that not only do you get to learn about individuals working in the work they do in their respective areas, but it's also an opportunity to develop working relationships with other employees, whether they happen to work close by or they work across the state. We're all part of a bigger team, and that's really an important function that we collaborate in delivering the public service that we do for the citizens of our state. The group of staff that we assembled on our working committee to develop this program entertained, I think it was 13 or 14 requests for proposal. In other words, we sorted through a number of different applications to serve as the deliverers of the leadership program here in South Dakota. We ended up picking a relatively small organization, a company called Lumen Advantage Incorporated out of the Twin Cities. They were in particular had a program fully developed that they were in the process of delivering to a number of different government agencies all across the United States. They impressed us with their program and their approach, and in fact, just this past year, the Department of Transportation actually joined with our department in working with this same team of individuals from Lumen Advantage. We regret that we're unable to bring Victoria Littlefield to the meeting today. She had another commitment and couldn't attend. But so Jeff and I'll try and provide a little bit of background about the process and that the participants undergo, how we select our our participants and so forth, but this is our second cohort of 15 individuals who are graduating. 14 of those will be joining us today. One actually left shortly after she completed the class, Lacey Krasinski. But nonetheless, we wanted to take the time, and I know you all appreciate the important training that these folks have gone through to make our agency better and to lead into the future. So with that, I'm going to turn things over to Jeff Van Meteren.
Good morning, commissioners. As Emmett mentioned, this has been a very rewarding effort and program over the last couple years now. The program itself is 16 months in length. Participants normally spend about 88 hours of classroom time, and then they have 10 hours of meetings online in between the classroom sessions to kind of discuss and implement what they've learned. I think that was one of the real keys to Lumen's approach. It wasn't just training, but it was or in-person training that we did in the classroom, but then they go back and they actually have homework they have to do that helps them really realize what they're learning. Unfortunately, you know, like a lot of things, with the COVID pandemic, with this second cohort, we had to kind of curtail the in-meeting sessions and went to online sessions to finish up the training. You know, our hope is that, you know, maybe later this spring, April, or midsummer, we can start a cohort three, as DOT hopes to as well. They would start a cohort two and continue this program on. We do feel like there's still a significant number of folks in the department that would benefit from this and also be very interested in this. The folks that you'll meet today and we're in cohort one are future leaders in the class or in the department, and we want to continue that succession planning effort. Some of the topics that Lumen covers, I'm just going to quickly run through these. One is awareness and understanding effective leadership styles. Two, creative and critical thinking skills. Three, emotional intelligence and self-awareness. That's a big one these days with almost any leadership type training. Four, ethics and integrity for the organization and the individual. Five, effective leadership management techniques. Six, problem solving and conflict management skills. We don't really have to use those in the department very often. Anyway, joke. Seven, communication and interpersonal communication skills. And eight, team building. Nine, understanding organizational culture and managing change. 10, the concept of leadership presence. 11, strategic planning, thinking and decision-making processes. And 12, thinking and acting with partners, stakeholders, and internal, external customers. You know, I think that's just a great variety of things, all very relevant to how we do our jobs anymore. And that's going to really equip these folks in becoming the future leaders of our department. You know, in addition to this leadership development program, we've had staff that attend other things, such as the other leadership type trainings, such as the National Conservation Leadership Institute, coordinated by the Management Assistance Team of the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, the National Conservation Law Enforcement Leadership Academy, coordinated by the National Association of Conservation Law Enforcement Chiefs, the State Park Leadership School, coordinated by the National Association of the State Park Directors, and the South Dakota Governor's Leadership Development Program, coordinated by the Bureau of Human Resources and the South Dakota Governor's Office, and finally, the South Dakota Agricultural and Rural Leadership Program, coordinated through the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Foundation. So with that, we'll have the 15 folks here introduce themselves, and as Emmett mentioned, tell us a little bit about one of their key things that they felt they learned through this program. So Nick, I think you're first on deck.
Sounds good. Good morning, everyone. Nick Harrington. I work with our communications team here in Pierre. And really, the number one thing I wanted to say about the leadership class today was when you look at all these participants and meet everyone, you're going to see just a wide variety of people that work for our department. You're going to see the seasoned staff. You're going to see individuals that are younger in their career, like myself. You're going to see park staff, fisheries, wildlife. And that was definitely the most beneficial to me, was see what those experienced staff have been through over those 10, 15, 20 years that they've been with our department, and how I can apply that to my career. And then just learn from everybody around the department what they do, how they help us, and how we all work towards achieving our mission. And that was truly, when you go through, everyone was excellent to learn from, and that was highly beneficial to me.
Good morning, everyone. I am Allie from the South, and I am the park manager here at Fort Sisseton State Historic Park. I'm going to echo what Nick said. I think one of the biggest things that I really took away from the class was hearing other people's experiences, since it was a mix of wildlife, parks, law enforcement, and fisheries. And then also having the different levels of experience in the classroom really helped make a lot of the material relevant to the future and also to what's going on today as a leader in GFP. So I think that was probably one of the biggest things that I could take away from it. I would also say that the class really taught me how to be a leader to help recruit and retain the current employees and future employees for GFP. So I greatly appreciate the opportunity to take the leadership class and grow in my career. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, commissioners, secretary, Luke Dreckman. I am the park supervisor at a Palisades State Park here in Garrettson, where I've been here for about 2 years. I've been in the department for coming just a little over six. The class was very beneficial in a bunch of different aspects, but one that really stood out to me would be the self-awareness, not only self-awareness, but awareness of others and kind of what makes them tick and work to the best of their capabilities. Definitely, you know, see a lot of that being relevant on communication with your staff. It helped me as when I kind of first started in the supervisor role 2 years ago. Shortly after that is when the program started. So being new in a supervisor role, definitely a lot of very beneficial information in this class, and enjoyed it during its whole entirety.
Good morning, commissioners. This is Shane Birch. I'm the district park supervisor at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. I've been with the department about 20 years. Spent a year at Lake Vermilion before I came down here. Really enjoyed the class. It was really good to get to know people that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know on the wildlife side. That was a good experience, and how those guys go about their job as well. My favorite part of the class was learning about the six styles of leadership, what style of leadership that I practice, and when to use different styles of leadership, and also managing change. I'm kind of getting into that, approaching 55, so kind of setting my ways and need to focus on going with the changes and accepting them. So really, really good class. Unfortunately, we had to do the last part on Zoom, but very good class, and appreciate the opportunity to attend.
Good morning, Chairman Jensen, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler. Thank you for the opportunity to share my experience in the Leadership Development Program. I'm Travis Tylan. I'm with the Planning and Development Section in PEER. It was difficult to choose just one topic from the program, because each topic tended to build from the last. But I found conflict management very interesting. Conflict is all around us throughout our lives. And learning the different modes of handling conflict is beneficial, not only professionally, but personally. And there's times I can prepare for the upcoming conflict and times I cannot. And I'm positive the time spent preparing for the conflict will allow for an instinctive response when I get caught flat-footed. Thank you.
You're on mute, Dennis.
Alex Roseberg, are you able to join by phone? I think you're on mute, potentially.
There, is that better?
That's better.
Okay, I had my computer on mute as well, so I apologize for that. My name is Alex Roseberg. I'm a biologist here at Cleghorn Springs State Fish Hatchery. And I apologize, I don't have the video today. My computer here at the hatchery is not rigged for that. But I did want to come in and say thank you for the opportunity to go through this leadership development program. I feel it was very beneficial to my career here at the hatchery as well as with the department. So thank you for the opportunity for that. As for my favorite thing with the course, outside of getting to meet some great people from all over the department, sharing the experiences, as has been mentioned, I did enjoy learning about Myers-Briggs scores with personality types and how that relates to leadership and understanding what people think, how they think it, and being able to work that into your leadership styles. So thank you again for this opportunity.
My name is Cody Treft, and I'm a resource biologist here at Cleghorn Springs as well. I've been here in the department for 7 years. And a couple of things that really stood out for me in this class, we talked a lot about priority management early on and how to classify different tasks and how they fell and like the scale of importance and how to keep everything on track so you're not constantly in crisis management mode. And that was really beneficial for me, especially since the pandemic started. We've kind of had a new set of challenges to work with. And I'm going to echo what a couple other people said earlier on. It was really great to be involved with so many people that were at different stages of their career. And you just give you a different perspective on how what everyone was dealing with in the department. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jason Nelson. I'm the outreach coordinator here at the outdoor campus in Sioux Falls. Just like everyone has said so far, this program was really wonderful. I took a lot from it. The Myers-Briggs was very fascinating, a few pieces of that. I knew some of those scores were coming, and others I was a little surprised. Learning about the leadership styles has really come in handy, and understanding how colleagues and other employees perceive threats and how to counteract that has also come in very handy. Running meetings efficiently was a big topic we covered, but my absolute favorite part of all this was getting to meet everyone and continuing our relationships through the rest of our careers. Thank you.
Good morning. Keith Munchler, Conservation Officer in London, South Carolina, and stationed up here for 15 years. My most enjoyable portion of this class was probably building relationships with a wide variety of different staff and understanding how all of our work is doing and how something that I might do in London could affect a park ranger or a park manager down the lake. So enjoyed taking the class and thank you for the opportunity.
Chris, are you available? Chris Gudmore?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I was speaking there and I hit one of like four mute buttons. Anyways, good morning, Commission and Secretary Hepler. My name is Chris Gudmore. I'm from Region 1. I'm the Regional Wildlife Manager out there. I've been around since about 2007. One of my favorite parts of this course was the personality types and the personality styles, kind of learning about some of my coworkers and also myself on how some of this conflict management can arise and how that can be taken care of. So that was one of my favorite parts of that course. Thank you.
morning, everyone. My name's Nathan Poole. I'm a fisheries resource biologist at Blue Dog Bait Fish Hatchery near Wabay. A lot of great topics were covered in the course, whether it be the personality types, the leadership styles. I think the takeaway for me was just developing a self-awareness of how those things apply to myself and with that, the influence that has on the people around me, my coworkers, and being intentional with applying those skills learned. So, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. My name is Paul Coughlin. I'm the Habitat Program Administrator with the Game Fish and Parks here in Pierre, and I've been with GFP for about 28 years now. First, I'd like to echo what Emmett and Jeff said earlier, you know, and thank the GFP administration for providing this opportunity.
The personality types, the leadership styles, I think the takeaway for me was just developing a self-awareness of how those things applied to my.
Good to go? Okay, well, like I was saying, first, I thank the GFP administration for providing this opportunity for us. As an agency, we often talk about return on investment in terms of GFP programs and projects, and it's my belief that this leadership development program has already provided a substantial return on its investment for GFP, and it's really great to hear that that we intend to continue this program in the future. Regarding the various topics covered in the leadership development program, folks have spoken a lot about the different ones. But they were all valuable in their own way. But what had the most impact on me personally was being able to observe how all the other participants contributed to the overall experience for everyone. You know, somebody mentioned it earlier. We have folks who've been with the department for not many years at all, and other folks like Shane and I who've been here 20 plus. At the end of the day, it gave me great comfort knowing that these folks are not only the current, but are going to be the future leaders of GFP. And our agency had really had the foresight to invest in our staff with such a program like this. So, again, thank you. I truly enjoyed the experience.
Good morning, Commissioners. Secretary Hepler. Ryan Weniger here, located down here in Sioux Falls. I'm the Habitat Program Manager for the southeastern corner of the state here. I guess I'll kind of echo what everybody else mentioned. It's a great opportunity, a great program. Some of the things that I took away from it, I've been with Game Fish and Parks for 12 or 13 years, with the last couple of years here being in a manager role or a supervisor role. And so personality types and then leadership styles were two things that I really took a lot away from, and to help me understand my staff and people of the public as well as myself. So like I said, echo everybody else mentioned, a really great course, and thank you for the opportunity to be engaged in it.
Anyone else we missed during that round robin? Really appreciate the opportunity to have the participants share those insights with the commission, and also appreciate the commission and staff time and peer for allowing Jeff and I to host this somewhat different type of a graduation event.
Our supervisor role, and so personality types, and then we
would like to ask Chris Hull if he would to put the graduation certificate that each of the participants will be receiving on the screen, if he's able to do that. But each of the participants actually graduated from the class, completed the class in late December, September this year, and regrettably we weren't able to gather everyone until this time. But they'll each receive a copy this week, and again, that's Jeff's and my hope that we'll be able to continue sometime late spring, early summer perhaps, with a cohort 3. And, of course, we'll continue our relationship with the Department of Transportation, because we do see some cost savings in partnering with them in delivering of these courses as well. So thank you, Commission, for the opportunity. And with that, Jeff and I certainly stand by if there are any questions. Otherwise, I know you've got a busy agenda for the day as well. Thank you.
Secretary Hepler.
Thank you. I just want to offer my congratulations, part of the leadership, for all the work you guys went through that class. I had the opportunity to spend an hour with you. I really enjoyed that time. I was probably a little more candid than I wanted to be, but it was a great conversation. And Emmett and Jeff, you guys have truly done an outstanding job taking an idea that we all shared together to the end. So congratulations to all you people. You are future leaders. I appreciate time with the commission this morning. This is a unique time, so we appreciate you guys talking. I don't know, Kevin, is there anything else you want to offer?
Good morning, Commissioners. Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with Game Fish and Parks. I also had the opportunity to meet with these folks via Zoom and had a great conversation. And just listening to what everybody said here just a moment ago, it's great. I mean, it's tremendous. And these folks are tremendous. They represent this team, GFP, very, very well. Looking forward to future collaborations and efforts with these folks. And really proud to have them wear the shirt and represent who we are and be ambassadors for this great department. So thank you, folks, for taking the course. Thank you, Jeff and Emmett. Great job, everybody. Sure do appreciate it.
Mr. Sharker, I'm an employer, and there's an old saying out there. I don't know who said it, but there's an old saying that says the only thing worse than training somebody and having them leave is not training them and having them stay. And having said that, I want to congratulate everybody that took the course, because constant training on leadership skills and interpersonal relationships in your area of employment is very important. So the time and dedication you showed on this and your continuing education is both very important for the department, but very important for you in your personal development. And I want to congratulate you for both taking the time to do it and seeing it through to the end. So good job.
Any other questions or comments or observations? Thank you, Commissioner Sharp. Well said. Congratulations, everybody, and our best going forward.